This podcast is brought to you by Focus Camera, located at 895 McDonald Avenue. Visit focuscamera.com.
You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, The Kosher Guru.
This is The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Welcome back to another amazing segment. And this week, we are traveling all around the tri-state area, and Miami, Florida, and beyond. But we stopped in New Brunswick, New Jersey at Bistro 70, located inside the Hill House at Rutgers University. And let me tell you, what a surprise I had. I couldn't believe, first of all, how beautiful the Hill House is, but how beautiful Bistro 70 is. Yossi?
It's really, really, really nice here. I was completely shocked. I was not expecting this whatsoever.
You're expecting a little hole-in-the-wall type of place, probably?
1,000%.
But it's not. Bistro 70 is a gorgeous, beautiful eatery inside the Hill House, and we are joined by none other than Dahlia, the proprietor herself. Dahlia, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. We know you were so busy, and you're running all around, and you have so much catering going on, but tell us a little bit about Bistro 70. When did it open here? What's the story? Can anyone walk in off the street and enjoy your delicacies, your culinary treats? What's going on?
Hi. Bistro 70 is an in-house cafe inside of the Hillel House. It's open for everyone. The students, most of our clients are students, but it's open to anyone. Anyone can come in and eat. We do large catering. We have a catering hall with in-house caterers for Hillel. And Friday night dinners for between 300 to 450 students.
Oh, wow. You're going all out on catering and everything.
It's really for the students. The students love it here. They get a free Friday night dinner served on china.
Oh,
amazing.
Wow.
Amazing food, top of the line.
I should have gone to Rutgers back in the day. I should go back there. I should go back to college now and go to Rutgers.
So, this is a home. This is really a home for the students. They come here. We have three different shuls upstairs.
So, the students actually live inside the Hill House.
They don't live here. They just come here.
They come
this
here.
This is a home. They don't sleep here. But this is where they come to hang out. They come to eat. They come to pray. Every morning we have a minyan upstairs. We have a Orthodox shul, a conservative shul, and a reformed shul.
Very cool.
So it's really, it's an amazing place.
Amazing, amazing place. Now, you are the in-house caterer here. This is your restaurant. What type of concept restaurant is Bistro 70?
Bistro 70 is a snack, dinner, breakfast, lunch. It's kind of an all-American with a little bit of Israeli touch, because I'm Israeli.
Oh, very nice. And I heard you say we have to try the falafel. I'm so excited.
So I had to put a little bit of my, Middle Eastern background in here. So we do have shakshuka, and we have a few of the Moroccan cigars, and we have a lot of the Middle Eastern stuff, plus we have full breakfast all day.
I see. Good all-day breakfast,
all day
sir?
Breakfast.
That's awesome.
All
I
day.
Love
wow.
breakfast. Even at dinner time, I love breakfast.
All-day breakfast.
Big fan of shakshuka. Big fan.
But I see you have everything from espresso, good coffee, sandwiches, baguettes, paninis. Then, like you said, you have your Mediterranean corner. You have
pizza,
mozzarella sticks. You really have Mexican nachos.
A little bit of everything.
Quinoa veggie burger sounds amazing. The portobello burger. You really have everything that anyone could desire. Now, this restaurant is all dairy, correct?
This one is all dairy. Our catering offers meat and dairy.
Where is your catering that offers meat located?
Here.
Oh, everything here.
We have three different kitchens here.
Three
wow.
different kitchens.
Right. So,
wow.
So it's all on the premises.
So excuse my ignorance, because I don't know New Jersey or this area of New Jersey that well, New Brunswick. So Bistro 70 is great for anybody, your faculty, staff, students that are part of Rutgers University. I know that we came from Focus Camera, which has a warehouse about almost 3 miles down the road. They told us that they get food from you sometimes, and they spoke very, very highly of you. Are there any other Jewish areas or communities around here that could come that are close in distance that should know about you to come eat by your restaurant over here?
Yes. Highland Park is really close.
Really?
Highland Park is maybe 5 miles away.
That's very close.
And they have about 5 or 6 or even more Orthodox shuls. Everyone comes. Everyone's welcome to come and eat here.
Is Edison, New Jersey close as well?
Edison is part of Highland Park. It's kind
so
of
So Edison, Highland Park is the same area?
It's the same area.
Wow.
We're getting a lesson in geography.
We are getting a lesson in geography. Not geography, geography.
Yes.
But that being so close, and I know there's a huge Jewish community in Edison Highland Park, if it's only 5 miles away, it's a great trip to come and
The food's delicious. The place is clean and beautiful. I have to give you credit. The place is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And I had no problem finding parking.
Okay, good. Well, during the week, it's a little more difficult. On Sunday, you're good with parking. During the week, it's just with all the students around, it's a little difficult, but you can figure it out.
Do you deliver as well?
We do deliver.
Now, do people have to use like an Uber Eats or Seamless type thing, Grubhub, or they call you directly?
We don't have that yet. We haven't signed up for that, but this is something that we're looking into. For now, we have all the deliveries.
And how do you start off in the food industry? I gotta ask.
Well, I've been in this business for more than 20 years.
Right.
I have another restaurant called The Orchid. It's in Metuchen, New Jersey.
Very cool. What type of restaurant is that?
That's a meat deli, also very eclectic kind of cuisine.
Ooh, I love deli food.
Yes, old-fashioned pastrami.
Really?
Meat, yes.
How far away is Metuchen from here?
20 minutes.
Heading towards New York, away from New York?
Towards New York, going north.
Very cool. What time does that close on the weeknights?
They close at 8.
They close at 8. Very nice. Old-school deli. You might have to go get a sandwich over there.
Yeah, you have to try it out. Metuchen has been... The restaurant there has been open for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
And before that, I was in Queens, actually, in Queens, Queens Corner, which is on Main Street and 73rd.
Main Street and
73rd
Avenue.
It's no longer there.
Kosher Corner. I remember that. What is there now? Is that where Berrylicious is now?
They converted it into a sushi place, but I don't know what it is right now.
Main Street. Kosher Corner. I'm sorry. Correct. Not Berrylicious. I remember that. It was great dairy food.
Right.
Coming down 73rd Avenue, I'm coming from Hillcrest. When I reached Main Street, it was on the left-hand side.
Yes.
I think you may have had like a blue or greeny type of awning. I forget the awning.
It's possible.
Possible. I remember that. Wow. Yes. It was a sushi place and something else. Now I remember Kosher Corner.
Right. So now.
Great dairy food, great dishes and everything. Wow. That just brought bad memories.
Yes. Yeah, so it's really great.
Right, because I grew up in Hillcrest. I remember that. Wow. And then now in Metuchen, and then over here. So Metuchen is all meat. Over here is dairy. What other type of catering or other type of food service do you provide as well?
We do food for daycare centers, for adults. We do meal programs called Meals on Wheels.
Right.
We help people who don't have. We deliver food to their homes. We do bar mitzvah, bat mitzvahs, weddings. We do everything.
Very cool. But that's only the Meals on Wheels program, I'm assuming, is in the New Jersey area. Because every state has a different Meals on Wheels program with different providers. That's amazing.
It's all here in New Jersey.
That is amazing. And under what hashkacha is Bistro 70?
Bistro 70 is under Star K.
Star K. And
Halav Israel. Old Halav Israel.
Very nice.
Very
nice. And what about the Orchid in Metuchen?
Star K.
Really?
Star-K.
Very cool. Great hashkacha, great places. Now, Bistro 70. Now, I know over here it's a little different because it's inside the Hillel House and you have Shabbos catering with the meals for the students to accommodate all the students. But on a regular day, what are your hours of operation? If someone does want to come from Edison, Highland Park area, or if someone's in the area working or just traveling through, what are your hours of operation here?
We're here from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Monday to Thursday.
Right.
We're here from 10 a.m. to 1 on Friday.
Right.
And on Sunday, we're here till 7, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Great hours. Anyone can come and enjoy your meals and everything else. And I'm sorry, you were saying for delivery before, they have to call you?
They have to call. There is a minimum, but we'll let them know all the information.
Once they call.
Right.
Do you know the number offhand for everyone to call? You don't know offhand, but we're going to get it, and we're going to tell everybody very, very soon what that number is and what the best way of getting in touch with Bistro 70 is. It happens to be a great, great place. I believe it's 732-305-4700. If I'm not mistaken, 732-305-4700. Bistro 70 is actually located, and I put it into my Waze. It took me right over here, 70 College Avenue in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Now, what are some of your favorite dishes? Let's say you're coming as a first-time try like myself here to Bistro, and you've never tried any of Bistro 70's dishes yet. What would you recommend a first-time person to try here first?
Shakshuka.
The shakshuka? What else? Give me a few dishes.
Shakshuka, falafel sandwich. Definitely have to try a falafel sandwich.
Oh, gotta try the falafel sandwich.
We have a brick oven pizza, which is amazing.
Gotta try the pizza.
And we have great paninis.
Like you said, and when I first met you, the paninis are great.
That's right.
But you being inside the Hillel House, this is a bigger picture than just Bistro 70, which is inside of Hillel. You are giving over kosher food and supplying kosher food to students from all around who are attending Rutgers University, which is an amazing opportunity for these students to get kosher food, which they can't get on every college campus across the U.S. and beyond. And that being said,
And we have Andrew Gutierrez here, the director of the Rutgers Hill House, who just happened to be walking by, smelling the amazing food, had to come in and try some. Andrew, first of all, thank you so much for having us here today. But this Hill House is gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much.
Has to be like, what, 3 weeks old?
Maybe four. It's the newest Hillel in the country. It's the biggest Hillel in the country.
Whoa. Biggest Hillel in the country?
40,000 square feet. Largest
Hillel
in probably in the world.
That's amazing.
And I think it's the most beautiful. It's something people really should come to see just for the architecture and the feel of it.
So it is gorgeous. And I do have to say that we were told that, you know, every morning you have different minyanim. You have an Orthodox minyan, a conservative minyan, a reform minyan, anybody for any walk of life in the Jewish religion, which is just beautiful, that it's all-encompassing and all-welcoming, and that you have, right when you walk in, the beautiful welcome area, the Rutgers
Hill
is on. Yeah, the fireplace is gorgeous.
The fireplace is very cool.
And this amazing restaurant for everyone to enjoy.
It's a spectacular place, this restaurant, and it gives a kosher food not only for all of our Rutgers students but for anybody who's in New Brunswick. It's the only kosher restaurant in New Brunswick.
Now, I'm not going to take your job because I know part of the executive director job is you have to raise money and make sure that your funds keep flowing. But what I do have to say is that me coming off the street and being and keeping kosher and eating kosher and coming in here and seeing how beautiful this Hill House is, I want to donate. I want to give back to the Hill House for allowing the opportunity of kosher food over here. It's literally fantastic.
Well, thank you. We will be happy to take your donation.
I'm sure you will. You also get the CFO on the phone. Duvi Weider, if you're listening, send Rutgers Hill a donation, please. We've got to make sure our CFO is listening always.
Absolutely.
So,
Rutgers has the largest Jewish undergraduate population in the country.
I was just going to say, with all joking aside, tell us a little bit about the Jewish population and background of this restaurant and Hillel House here at Rutgers University.
Well, this is the state university, and New Jersey has a huge Jewish community, and a slice of the whole Jewish community comes to Rutgers. We have every kind of Jewish student, religious, non-religious, all the denominations, Mizrahi, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, Russians, Israelis, you name it. And what we wanted to do with this Hillel House is to have some place that everyone would feel welcome. Everybody would feel comfortable. And having this beautiful bistro right at the opening is really a part of that. Anybody can come and sit down and, like I did today, come in out of the snow and have a hot chocolate in front of the fireplace.
Which is fantastic. And I'm telling you right now, it's so welcoming coming in, meaning that if you're not a student here, or if you're, let's say, a little bit older than a student, you're working in the area, you don't feel intimidated by walking in because literally you're welcomed by the bistro right when you walk in. And it's so welcoming to make people feel part of the Hillel House here.
That was really our biggest plan. I told the architects, I want you to design a building that just opens its arms and gives a big hug to everybody that comes in.
And you really succeeded with that big hug for everybody.
Thank you.
How many years are you yourself here with this Hillel House?
I've been the director here for 16 years.
Oh, wow. And how many years, all joking aside again, we're joking around before, that it's like 2 weeks old? But when did you open the doors to this Hillel House?
April 2nd.
We're not joking around.
Oh, really, you're not. This is the first semester that we welcome students to start the semester.
And what else do you provide in this Hillel House besides this fantastic Bistro 70?
Well, we have the fantastic Bistro 70, but we also have everything else that is part of Jewish campus life. We have religious services, we have holiday celebrations, we have Shabbat dinners, we have a very serious Israel education and advocacy program, we do community service projects, we have an art gallery. And we also follow the lead for whatever our students are looking for, whether they want to do social programs, educational programs. I mean, right now, happening on a Sunday afternoon, which is usually pretty quiet, there's a sorority having a movie. There's a bunch of high school student interns who are coming to learn about Hillel. Tonight, there's going to be our a cappella group having their practice after a big concert last night. So the whole breadth of Jewish life happens right here in Hillel.
Wow.
It is wow. I don't even know what to say. I wish I went to college here.
Do you know Rutgers is Division I? I believe Rutgers is Division I.
Division I, Big Ten.
That's Are you
right.
serious?
That's yeah. right.
That's awesome.
No, follow football? College football?
Me? I'm too busy following kosher gear and kosher food around the country.
Wait till I tell Junior, a big LSU fan.
Now Division I, he's going to be very, very excited.
Absolutely.
Very, very excited. On the food aspect of it, do you have any programs? I know as a parent, my son's in high school, he's in 10th grade, looking to go to college in two and a half years now. Are there any house accounts here? Let's say a parent sends their child to Rutgers. Do you have any house accounts where the parent can know that they're taken care of, they can come all the time to Bistro 7, and the child can eat food over here?
RU Express. We have RU Express, which which is like a credit card. It's like a debit card.
So RU Express is through Rutgers?
Through Rutgers.
Very
they
nice.
Can use it here.
And they can use it, which is very important, because if I know I want my son, but I want to watch his budget, I want to make sure that I give him X amount of dollars a month.
And they can use it here.
And they can use it here.
The CFO is going to give him RU Express card.
I know. That's how I'm getting paid this week in RU Express, so I got to come over here and get all my food for the week. Which is amazing. I really want to thank everybody for joining us on the air. Bistro 70 was such an experience to come by. As I said, we were down the block doing a big film at Focus Camera at their warehouse. They said, we said, we're starving. Where we got to go? They said, you must go to Rutgers University. Bistro 70 is the place to be right now. We called you up last second. We're just driving through. This was not even planned for our radio show. And we said, we got to come try it out. We called last minute. I want to thank everybody.
Thank you.
And Andrew, I know you're just walking by getting your hot cocoa, coming in from outside of the snow. I want to thank you all for joining us on the air and telling us all about what you do here for the students of Rutgers. And the students of Rutgers should be so appreciative knowing that their entire food is taken care of on a kosher level, that they have nothing to worry about, and Bistro 70 is behind them. The Hillel House is taking care of all of their religious needs and growth and spiritual needs, that they have somewhere to go and be taken care of. It really is amazing. I want to thank you both for joining us on the air, and that's really it. We're going to be right back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Looking for the best prices on all of your photography, video, electronics, computer, and office needs? Check out Focus Camera today. Focus Camera, located at 895 McDonald Avenue in the Borough Park section of Brooklyn, New York. FocusCamera.com, 1-800-221-0828. Free expedited shipping in the New York tri-state area. Same day shipping on orders placed before 2 p.m. Call 1-800-221-0828 or order at FocusCamera.com. Quick Silver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com. Reisman's Bakery began as a family-owned and operated business over 50 years ago and is still a household icon for kosher food consumers across the nation. From our tantalizing rugelach and pastries to our world-famous hamantaschen, Reisman's Bakery offers a full line of specialty baked goods to satisfy the most discriminating palate. Reisman's Bakery is under the OU Kosher certification. Look for us at Kosher Fine Retailers today and enjoy us with your family.
Yes, 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 indeed. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you to our show sponsors for making this happen. But everyone knows what this week is. This week is the beginning of the 8-day festival. Light up the nights. Hanukkah is in the air.
I can't wait.
Now, Yossi, ever since we did that podcast at the Peppermill in Borough Park, I've been craving donuts. But not only making my own donuts with their, you know, mixes of donuts that they have and all of their fillings. And they, remember they showed us the injections that they have with those syringes and everything?
That was very cool.
Yeah, but that's a lot of work. And I understand that work is work. But where do we go for donuts this year? Where should we go? It's donut season.
It's donut season. So my favorite donuts,
mm-hmm.
the old school Hamish donuts.
The Hamish donuts.
Those like those dough balls that weigh 1,000 pounds.
Where do you get those in Brooklyn by you?
So Ostrovitsky's.
Ostrovitsky's, okay.
Has those giant ones. Schreiber's, also with the caramel filling.
I remember when we went to Schreiber's 3 years ago for the videos.
Remember?
Those were good.
Remember
yep.
the Alta Eden behind the counter?
Yeah, the Alta Eden behind the counter. I do have to say, Pomegranate has amazing food for their Hanukkah, Shabbos Hanukkah.
Do you remember?
Pom Prime, I'm listening.
Those... liver mousse donuts. Ooh. From Pomegranate.
Talk about the liver mousse donuts. I'm dreaming of it. I can't even speak properly. This past week, Mayor K, the famous Mayor K, and myself.
The one and only?
The one and only, Mayor K, and myself. He just came back from Africa. With him being jet-lagged and all, we met in Brooklyn, and we actually did a little video that's going to be dropping during Hanukkah, so we'll stay tuned for that. But why am I saying that? Because we actually ended up at Pomegranate, and I had the liver mousse donuts.
They're back?
Oh, they're back. They're back. But he's going to have, like, literally insane donuts coming out. Ooh, our friend at Burgers and Q, by the way, should make a marrow donut.
A marrow donut?
Like he has the marrow burger?
That marrow burger, which is insane.
Insane at Burgers and Q, but
well,
imagine.
Well, he kind of does have. He does have. That scotch egg is like a Burgers and Q Hanukkah miracle.
Yeah, because that's their fried pastrami with the egg in the middle. That's awesome. That's their take on a Hanukkah donut.
1,000%.
1,000. But see, that's Brooklyn. I grew up in Queens, so Queens Pita on Main Street has fantastic donuts. Literally fantastic donuts and a lot of filling. Like, the filling, like, you can actually see the filling.
I love those. I hate it when, like, stores are, like, little, you know, cost-effective.
Effective, yeah. Budget conscious on the filling.
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't.
Oh.
It's 8 days. Come on.
It's 8 days. We didn't do it. We didn't do it, but we should do it on our next video that we do. Le Chocolate, Chocolate Cafe on Central Avenue in Cedars, New York. They make amazing donuts. Small batches. They have like a cronut donut and these amazing donuts, literally insane.
Is it better than Dunkin' Donuts one? You know, Dunkin' Donuts has like a cronut.
No, this is better. Cronuts, they're insane. If you don't get there on time, you literally will not get any. And they're really made small batches.
I remember you Five Town guys last year, you were like, you know, putting in my face that you guys got these fancy donuts and, you know, I'm in Brooklyn.
Well, they're not as fancy as your bagels and green donuts in Brooklyn this year because those look insane.
Yeah, I'm not into that though.
Really? I wonder what Brooklyn Artisan Bakehouse are doing in Crown Heights.
Ooh.
Maybe Izzy's is going to do some type of, like, bacon, maybe some brisket donut or something?
Well, what's it called? Always does, like, those fancy latkes, Breadberry.
What do they do?
They always had, like, the sandwich with the pulled beef latke and stuff.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing that. That's insane.
You're in the fancy Five Towns. You're missing out on real stuff,
I'm missing
my man.
Out on real stuff. I didn't believe that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool.
Because they're known for their sandwiches, which is like, you know. It's
you
like
want
to
know something?
It's like the sleeper.
You want to know something?
Mm-hmm.
Hanukkah time. We got to do contests every night of Hanukkah. People have to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and we got
to
do contests.
I think we have to tell them about it.
We do. So what we're going to do is, honestly, we haven't been planning anything yet, but we are going to plan something. We're going to do, like, thousands and thousands of dollars of giveaways. Literally.
Giant giveaways.
But to be part of the contest, nothing crazy. Just tag us, like us, follow us, and then we are going to, every night on the post that you like and tag people in, we're going to take everybody who did it, and you're going to be entered in to win amazing prizes. Gift cards, money, restaurants, prizes. Maybe we'll reach out to someone part of a Pesach program, give them some type of big discount or something.
And I actually want to put a message out there for all the people who reach out to me after every one contest.
Right.
You got to actually enter to win.
You do have to enter.
Because you didn't enter. Come on.
Why can't people just follow the rules? It's following the rules.
It's
very specific and easy to do. Not hard. We're not asking rocket science stuff here. Being that we're still at Rutgers University, we're not asking, you know, college level, you know, quiz stuff. We're doing easy stuff.
Not SAT level stuff.
Not even.
MCATs. It's nothing like that.
Not even SAT. Yeah. Like,
follow,
you know,
the rules.
Like just second grade Cheder test type of stuff. Like if Moishe crossed the street, what side of the street he would be on? The other side.
So with Hanukkah coming up, do you have any latkes yet?
So, I did have this past Shabbos, as you were there and a guest, and everyone saw if they follow me on social media, I made a bat mitzvah for my daughter.
Mazel tov again.
Thank you. And it was just too much for us to cook Shabbos food in the Kosher Guru test kitchen. I had to give Mrs. Kosher Guru and myself, of course, a Shabbos
off. Of course, and yourself, of course.
So, we actually ordered food from Pomegranate. We called up Chef Isaac Bernstein himself, and after watching his Palm Prime Thursday video, and we were salivating out of all the dishes and all the Haimish food that he makes, we decided, you know what? We're getting Shabbos and Pomegranate. And he actually sent, surprised us with some latkes. But they were different type of latkes, like root vegetable. I'm not even sure. Different types of latkes. But that's all I had so far. So now, other than that, I haven't had any latkes.
Now, do you prefer, almost similar like the donut, where like you have the fancy bagels and greens and the fancy gumbos donuts as opposed to like the simple Hamish ones, like the old school dough balls. Do you prefer like the fancy latkes or do you like the simple just
honestly
potato?
Simple, old school. I like old school donuts. I really do. And I like old school latkes. Just give me regular, homemade, delicious Heimish potato latkes otherwise known as potato pancakes.
Yeah.
I'll even go with sour cream or applesauce. I don't need the crazy stuff. Simple, classic. That's the type of person I am.
Well, everybody knows you like sour cream now that The Views posted that.
Yes, yes. My The Views magazine. They do a great job of doing so much of what they do. And the question of the week is, what topping do you like on your potato pancake?
Yeah,
on your laptop?
I got him. Bosch was in there.
Yeah, Bosch.
Shlomo Klein.
Shlomo Klein of JamieGeller.com was there, yes.
Correct. Izzy's was in there. Shirley Edelman.
Shirley Edelman, my boy from Izzy's. Izzy's, what's up? What's up, Crown Eyes?
Mayor, the one
Mayor
K
was in
there as well.
He was in it as well. My good friend, spin cyclist extraordinaire, Kuti Roberg was in there.
That is correct. Kuti was in there.
Kuti from Edison Home Healthcare was in there.
Sure, not Avid Fitness. I think he's more about Avid the Fitness.
He is more Avid Fitness. Had a great. I got to get back to Avid Fitness. That time that I had spin class at Avid was fantastic. I need to get back to Avid.
They're actually doing a charity fundraiser.
Yes, with our good friend Jakob Morgenstern through.
Correct. Tikva. Tikvote.
Tikva Oat, I think it is. I'm not sure.
Correct.
I did see it on Facebook. I think it's December 23rd. 3rd or 4th coming up.
23rd.
Okay.
So I know 24th is a very important day in your life.
Yes, it is.
And in my life.
Yes, it is. I'm not sure what, but it's a very important day.
My anniversary.
My wife's birthday.
Correct.
Wow. Okay, see? We remember. And we're not getting in trouble this year. We usually do get in trouble, just not this year.
So my wife let me know that the day before is the fundraiser for Tikvot, and she will be attending, even though
really?
She's a big soul cyclist, soul cycle, like, warrior, as they call them.
You can be a big soul cycle warrior as you do it, but...
But
you
she
know,
wants to give the Avid Fitness a shot. She hears all the noise that's coming out of the Fancy Five Towns. And she's like, I'm excited. I want to try it.
That is amazing. But besides that, if you can't be in New York for whatever reason, or anywhere else around the country for whatever reason, for Hanukkah and Shabbos Hanukkah, where would you want to be?
Miami. It's cold. I want warm.
I want warm as well. But you know what? If I'm going down to Miami, I'm going to eat at Prom 41.
As well you should.
As well I should, which is inside of Tower 41 in Miami. It's the all-new... awesome restaurant in Tower 41. But not only that, first of all, everyone, if you go midweek, meaning Monday through Thursday, and you mention code GURU, just mention GURU, you'll get 10% off your entire bill.
Oh, wow. It might even pay for the CFO just to fly down just for that discount.
Yes, it will. But I'm actually flying down this week. I will be there, or I will be there because we're recording this now, and we'll talk about it next week at the Miami KFWE Kosher Food and Wine Experience that is brought to you by Wezo of Florida, where a percentage goes to help so many amazing institutions and programs within Israel.
Oh, that's exciting. I remember last year we had a tremendous amount of fun.
It was a lot of fun last year. You do remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of food, a lot of good wine, a lot of good food. And a lot of good wine.
And good people we met. Remember we had a little interview we met with Yosh Schwartz from Hussein Hipster.
Correct.
Yosh was there.
Remember our stop at Zach?
Oh,
remember
we got off the plane. We went to Zach.
Are you going to bring anything back this year?
For who?
You know, this guy's talking to you.
Who? Do I know you? No, do I really know you?
Sure,
I know I don't really know you, but should I be bringing you back some food or not? I don't know.
I hope so.
I don't know.
So I do want to try that deli.
Ooh. You know what? I'll do you a favor. I'm going to go. I'm going to snap a picture of it, and I'm going to send you the menu, and you'll tell me what you want me to bring back for you.
That's right.
And if it doesn't happen to be disappearing through TSA somehow, it might make it back to you. I don't know if it will, but
shipping
it
might. And handling charges.
Shipping and handling charges. Lots of charges. Lots and lots of charges. But yes, Prime 41, if you're there for Shabbos Hanukkah, they are going to be having Shabbos Hanukkah meals and catering for whoever needs it down in the Miami area. If you're staying within the range of Tower 41 or at Tower 41, join them at Prime 41 for a fantastic Shabbos Hanukkah meal. You can call them at 305-397-8782. They're at 4101 Pine Tree Drive in Miami, Florida, which is inside of Tower 41. They also deliver and their midweek restaurant and Sunday restaurant, but Friday and Shabbos is by reservation only. And I know if I'm going down to Miami, Florida, I am going there.
Those pictures look insane.
The pictures, the food does look insane. The pictures were being sent, and you got to come try.
Agreed.
Hopefully when we're down there, we will go try. But to our good friends at Prime 41, you keep rocking it out. And we love you, and it's amazing.
and it really, really is amazing. And we're loving what we are, you know, telling everybody about you down there, because we see that you really do care, and we want everyone to go and try you out. This past week, we actually have to say a big, big thank you to Focus Camera.
Yes.
Why do we have to say thank you to Focus Camera, Yossi?
They brought Hanukkah.
I'm sorry?
They brought Hanukkah.
How they bring Hanukkah?
Hanukkah gifts, brah.
Yeah, exactly. So Focus Camera is a major, major show sponsor and Team Kosher Guru sponsorship, and they rock out all of our equipment. Everything you see that we do when you see us either podcasting or filming and taking pictures is all because of Focus Camera believes in the message that Team Kosher Guru brings to the world, bringing everything and anything kosher to the masses in a fun-filled way, and they are so behind us of rocking it out. Their customer service is fantastic. Their website's amazing. Same day shipping, free of charge in the Tri-State in the local area, which you'll be hopefully seeing about that very, very soon.
We know a lot about that.
We actually got a tour of their warehouse. How insane is that warehouse?
Blown away.
Blown away.
Shocked.
But not only that, they have a same exact warehouse, even bigger, in California to service their West Coast clientele.
You know, it's a big brand.
Huge brand. Huge, huge brand, and they
are. I just
want
to stop you for a second.
Okay.
Do you see the Hill House is filling up?
It is. Which means people are coming to eat.
Yeah.
People coming to chill, to eat, to daven, to pray.
Take advantage of the
Hill
House.
Take advantage of the Hill House here at Rutgers University.
Absolutely.
We do have to give a big, big thank you to the Hill House here at Rutgers University for allowing us to have their hospitality and for us to be able to record our podcast here. So thank you so much to everybody, Andrew and the entire team over at the Hillel House here at Rutgers University, being the largest Hillel House there is, which is amazing. I had no idea. Division I sports teams, you guys are really, really rocking it out. But just going back to Focus, ooh, also, we do have to say that Muncie is getting a smokehouse back.
Very excited.
3 days, which probably when you do hear this podcast, they will be open. 306 Barbecue, 306 Barbecue over in Muncie, New York.
Great location.
Great location where the Beast used to be. 455 Route 306 in Wesley Hills is opening up very, very soon. They are now under the OU and Hesachta CRC Hashgachas. They are going to be rocking out a fantastic fantastic barbecue menu. So if you're up in the
can't
Muncie
wait
area,
to go back.
Can
we really
I actually
can't
might
wait.
Be in Muncie for Shabbos by one of my brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws. So maybe
you
gotta
better
go check
be bringing
it out.
Back. Not like the Miami, like, oh, we'll bring you back, Zach's cough, cough.
Yeah, I can't use the TSA excuse
no
on
excuse.
That. No excuse yeah. on that. There are so many great events coming up. If everyone could just follow Kosher Guru all over social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, our Facebook group. Stay informed of all of the events that are coming up with us. Make sure that you subscribe to our email list. Go to www.thekosherguru.com. Subscribe, check out our restaurant directory.
The newly updated
the newly updated, and keep getting updated as we go on. And yes, yes, indeed, indeed. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Nosh. Want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, a Chag Sameach, a Freilichen Hanukkah. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. Until next week, peace out, everybody.